All right, thanks for everybody coming. Looking forward to this week's game against Troy. We're coming off an open date, an open week, and I think it's probably a good time for us to have an open date, especially coming off the Georgia Tech game where we lost, didn't lose. We had a bunch of guys, especially in the front seven on defense, that kind of got nicked, that have been slow to get back into practice. Last week, we got a couple of them in here yesterday. So I think the open date came at a good time for us. We've had a good week and a half of practice so far from last week and then up until yesterday, other than the weather, having to deal with that rain yesterday. But we're looking forward to it. I think our players have a great attitude. We know the importance of this game and the magnitude of it. It's the first conference game of the year for us, so we're looking forward to going down to Troy, and hopefully we'll play our best football game of the year. So with that, I'll open it up to you guys.
Coach, you mentioned on the conference call yesterday about the discrepancy in the running game in these past years. Do you look at it specifically at just yards or establishing the run early? In other words, if you rush for more yards in this game, you win. Is it cut and dry as that?
Well, it's been that cut and dry in these five games. The team that rushes for the most yards wins. The closest it's been was the 06 year when they outrushed us, I think, by 4 or 5 yards, and that was the closest game. I think some of the yardage it's a little skewed in the sense that they've had a big lead in some of those games, and we're using the clock, running the ball to run out the clock. So I think some of it has been skewed. You know, we've been behind where we couldn't stay with the run as long. So I think that's been part of it. But to me, the bottom line is we've got to do a better job of running the football and stopping the run. We haven't done a good job of that, a good enough job of that. Does that mean whoever runs the ball the most on Saturday is going to win the game? You don't know. We'll determine that afterwards. But I know we've got to do a better job of stopping it and establishing the run.
There, I guess no guy on this team has beaten Troy before. There are obviously a lot of new guys that haven't played Troy. Do you, this week, because of not beating Troy for a number of years, do you have to guard against a certain mentality? Do you have to address that with the players?
They know. I mean, the ones that have been here last year, 2 years, 3 years, or, you know, fifth year seniors, they know we haven't beaten Troy. It's out there every day. I don't talk about it because there's nothing losing last year, the year before that, you know, isn't going to change those games. So we don't talk about it. All I'm worried about is this year's team. This year's team hasn't lost to them. And, you know, we'll go down there with an attitude that we're going to win the game. We're going to prepare to win the game. There's been, you know, the reasons, you know, I give Troy credit. They've won every game since I've been here. They've played better than us. They've done a better job coaching than us. They've won the game. So, but to dwell on it, to talk about it, to bring it up, to me, you're wasting your time because it has no bearing on this year's game.
Because you haven't gotten over the hump against Troy, do you look back at older film more this week than maybe if it's a team that you routinely beat? In other words, you're talking about the running game every, all these years. Do you look more back at the 07 and 08 games?
Not really. You know, I'll go back whoever we play next. I'll go back and I'll look, you know, if we've played them before, how they played us. I might not necessarily go back to 06, but in this case with Troy, I did, you know, because we've played them every year since I've been here. When we play, and they've had the same coaches on that side of the ball or on that staff. When we go to play Lafayette, you know, I'll probably just go back to last year's game. We play Monroe maybe the last 2 years because they've got new coaches on that staff. They've got new head coaches, so some things will change. But the coaching staffs at Troy have not changed since I've been here, so that's why I went back a little bit further than I normally do.
And lastly, your pass defense has given up a lot of yards. Obviously, there's some context to that. who you're playing and how you're playing them. Larry Blakeney said yesterday, your secondary is the strength of your defense. Have you seen that, and how do you feel like your secondary has played thus far?
Well, I think our secondary is has played well. I think our linebackers are getting better. I think our front is getting better. From an experience standpoint, our secondary should be playing the best because they've all played a bunch of games. They've all started games, so they should be playing the best. And our linebackers and our front should be getting better and better each game, and they are. So, I think our secondary has done a good job. We gave up some big plays against Georgia Tech last week that you can't do against anybody, and especially against a Troy team. So, but I think our secondary has been very solid.
You talked about at the very beginning in your opening statement about the importance of this game with this being the first conference game. Can you please expand on that? Just because all throughout the history of this conference, the eventual champion has only one or two losses at the end. Just talk about how important this game will be in making sure you get off on the right foot.
It's important, but if we win it, it doesn't guarantee anything. If we lose it, it doesn't guarantee anything. It's just one game. It's the first conference game. Yes, we want to win it. I want to win it. It puts us up 1-0 in the conference. There's a lot of conference games left that you have to play. So whatever you do, you have to continue to finish and play out your season. So, but it is an advantage. It puts you in, you're in the driver's seat. You're not in the back seat, after your first conference game. You're one game ahead of everybody else. So it's an important game from that standpoint.
With the quality opponents you guys started out the season with, just talk about did that help you guys in preparation for the conference season playing against tough opponents like that?
Well, you hope it does. We went on the roads. We've gone to a Big Ten game, a Big Ten stadium, where we played in. It wasn't so much the crowd that was a factor, but it was incredibly hot that day, and it was an incredibly close game, and it was a very competitive game down to the last play of the game. So I think we gained experience, we gained some confidence, we know how to prepare ourselves mentally to go on a road game. We played Georgia Tech here at home. Defensively, it was a tough physical game. That our guys, it's two completely different offenses, but it was a tough physical game from a physicality standpoint. So we've been in a tough game there. So that's what this game will be. This game will come down to toughness on both sides or all three phases of the game. So I hope after two games, this will help us going into this third game.
Talk about the challenge of facing the offense like Troy, especially with Robinson and everything that they've done so far this year.
Well, they've got a really good quarterback. He was, the player of the year in the conference last year. He's got a very, very strong arm. He can make all the throws. He's accurate. He's been in their system now for 3 years. He understands it. He's got a really, really good offensive line in front of him. I think he's been sacked twice here in two games. So he's done, they've done a nice job protecting him. He's got two good running backs behind him. And their receivers are young, he's got good skill people around him. So it's a good offense. It's an offense that, he's been involved in, and he does a good job of running their offense. He does a good job of taking what a defense gives him. He doesn't turn the ball over at a high rate. And, he controls it. He manages the offense very efficiently. anybody else.
Coach, with all the conference realignment stuff going on, I know you don't have time to think about it, but sure, does it ever cross your mind of maybe worrying what that means for a school like Middle?
I don't worry about it, but I do pay attention to it. I am interested in it. I think the landscape of college football is definitely changing, and I don't know enough about it to see where everything's going to go, but it looks like there's going to be several 16-team conferences, and I just truly believe that, one, our administration is on top of it. I know that. And then two, that I just don't see it being four conferences or five conferences out there. I think there'll be a way that they'll continue to include, everybody in college football, that no matter who you are, if you're Middle Tennessee or Florida State, that you'll have an equal opportunity like we do now. So I don't worry about it, but I do follow it with interest.
Coach, can you talk about their defense and the matchup that your offense has with their defensive front? Because I know you're not necessarily paying the press with the personnel up front.
Well, yeah, I think their front seven is, and it sounds coach speak, it sounds, Lou Holtz-y and all that kind of stuff, but I really believe that this front seven will be the best front seven that we've played this year. Their two defensive ends are, one's really kind of like Omar, kind of long and rangy, athletic, good speed and quickness. And the other one is more of a bull rusher, a strong guy that's going to try to overpower you with strength. So they're two different guys there. Dudley up front is a big guy. He didn't play against Arkansas. He was hurt. He'll be back this week. He's a guy that, takes up a lot of space in the middle and gets a good push. Their linebackers are, like ours, really. They're athletic, they're fast, they're very physical, they're very aggressive. So they're bringing more pressure this year than they have in the past. So we've got to do a good job of picking their pressure up, and then Logan's got to do a good job of, getting rid of the ball and not, holding it in there for a long time. So it'll be a good challenge for our offensive line and our quarterback and our backs. Good deal. Thanks a lot. Appreciate everybody coming.
Okay, our student athletes here today, quarterback Logan Kilgore and defensive end Omar McClendon, and we'll get started with Logan.
What's going on?
Logan, just talk about what I discussed with Coach. Just talk about the importance of of the conference opener and making sure you get off on the right foot here in the conference.
It's extremely important. These first two games, I think they've been good building blocks for us. But our season is meant for conference. That's our ultimate goal, is to win a conference championship. And anytime we got a conference game, it's huge.
Talk about the rivalry that you guys have with Troy. I know they want to build it up as one of the best in the Sun Belt. Just talk about the rivalry that you guys have with Troy.
It's I think all sports, there's a competitiveness that we like to bring, just because we have so much respect for them. But football wise, they've had our number the past couple of years, and I think that really just encourages not just the guys who've been around here for a few years, but it encourages the younger guys that have heard, hey, we haven't beaten them in a few years, and Coach Stock and all this stuff. So I think that it just kind of heightens the intensity a little bit. But as far as, a rivalry, it's another game in the Sun Belt, and I think that every game we approach as a huge game on our schedule.
Logan, I asked Coach about this. This program, this team's lost five in a row. You've never played Troy. Some other guys, mostly on defense, have never played Troy. Mm-hmm. Does that kind of take away some of the things that we ask you about in the talk around campus about you guys not beating them? Does that change the dynamic at all?
I think that the core of our team, the coaches, especially head coach, I know that, Coach Simmons never lost to him as an offensive coordinator. Coach Ellis has never lost to him as a defensive coordinator, but both those guys still take it personally, whoever their coach. And I think that, I think that it's a game that we've definitely, you know, prepared for the last 2 weeks. I think that the bye week was you know, good and bad, but I think that we're really excited for the opportunity to play such a good team. You know, we were able to see them play two good games so far, and we're just excited about the opportunity.
Coach talked about the front four being real good. He also mentioned they blitz more this year. They haven't always blitzed as much as, say, your defense. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about what you see on film of them defensively, especially in front seven?
Yeah, you know, front seven-wise, I think that kind of like Coach said, they're big, they're physical, but they are they're really quick, and I think that's something that gave us trouble more than the big, you know, guys that'll lean on you. You know, we've seen that, you know, even with Minnesota and Purdue in the past 2 years. You know, those are some big boys up there. But I think that what's giving us trouble is their quickness, and I think that's a you know, a testament to their linebackers. I think their linebackers feel very quick, and I think that you know, their defensive ends have been exceptionally good the past couple of years. So I'm excited about the test. I know that our offensive line is excited about it, and you know, it'll be good.
Just, I'm trying to remember, the Troy game would have been the first one you set out that after you were injured and you set out the rest of the year. Tell me about knowing what that game, at least on the front end, meant. Tell me about how that felt, having to sit on the sideline to watch that game last year.
You know, it was tough. When I went down against Lafayette, I think that, you know, it took a little wind out of my sails. I was excited about the opportunity to play, you know, team like Troy. I know that, you know, some of the veteran guys, Philip Tanner and those guys that had never beat them, you know, I was excited to hopefully get that chance. But, you know, I went down and Dwight was just coming back, so it was tough to watch from the sidelines. But you know, like I said, that was last year, and we're just excited about this opportunity. Good. Appreciate it.
Omar, just talk about, like what I talked to Coach earlier about their offense. Just what have you seen on film about their offense, especially how well they played against tough competition this year?
They're pretty much like us from a standpoint of what all they do. Something I see every day at practice. They really don't have a guy that's like a standout. They have pretty good backs. Like it was last year, they had Jarrell Jernigan. So they really don't have this one guy that we have to key on. I feel as if, you know, since we had the same offense, we're going to be, you know, matched up pretty well against them since we're used to seeing it at practice every day.
Omar, Coach talked about stopping the run. It's almost traditional to say when you're front four, maybe even your front seven stops the run. You guys are so eclectic. You bring guys up in the secondary. You drop guys back. Who is really in charge, or whose responsibility is it to stop the run in your defense?
I would have to say our front seven guys, as a mentality on defense, first thing we want to do is stop the run, because that would be the first thing to get you beat, really. So we're a really aggressive defense, especially the front seven guys. I believe it's the defensive line first and then the linebacker's job to stop the run. And as long as we can stop the run, I feel like we'll have a pretty good chance.
What has Troy done well in the past that you've seen, or you've seen this year on film, that makes them a good running team?
I believe it wasn't really what they did. It was the mistakes that we made. Guys, you know, blown assignments, getting out of the gaps, and they just really did a good job of taking advantage of that.
You guys know the record against Troy back the last 5 years. You've had an off week. Was it tough to dwell on that you have an extra week to talk about Troy coming? Did you guys enjoy that you guys kind of get some fuel for the Troy game? How did you handle the extra time knowing this game's coming?
I believe we took advantage of this extra week and, you know, study more film and got some more practice time to understand what they do well on as an offense and whatnot, and got a chance to watch them play, you know, Arkansas, and saw what they do within the game and whatnot. So I believe we took advantage of this week and had a good practice this week.
Troy has played usually one of the best games of the year against you guys. You guys have played your best game against other teams, not against Troy. How do you have to think about that mentality going in? Do you guys discuss that at all, what's happened in the past?
I believe with this being our first conference game, we just need to think of it as getting off on a good foot going into our conference and not getting caught up in all the hype, because that's mostly for you guys, and we just see it as our first conference game.
Omar, the Georgia Tech game behind you now is such a different type thing. Probably no two offenses in the league are as similar as Middle's and Troy's with what they do in the spread. How does that give you guys a comfort level, and expand a little bit about what you were talking about from a preparation standpoint of how, you know, facing them will be like facing what you see every day?
There's several differences what they do with their backs. Like the alignments will be somewhat different, but from just base standpoint, they do some of the same runs we do every day at practice. So within like last week, we really didn't have to change too much from a scout team standpoint. We had already seen a lot of the stuff. So I believe it's just about us executing and being mentally tough by the time Saturday gets here.
And that's the conclusion of today's media luncheon live from the Emmett Kenan Hall of Fame.